Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, October 14th. And speaking of the gold, congratulations, our local South Bay, Southern California racer, Tara Unverzagt, picking up four world championship titles in Manchester just last week. Unbelievable. Go girl in the Masters Women 50 plus, taking the 500 meters, the scratch race, pursuit, and points race, all on the velodrome in Manchester. Way to go, Tara. Bringing home the gold. All right. We got sounds and interviews from the Glendora Grind cross-country mountain bike. We got an interview with one of the racers out there, Glenn, from Penn CC. Call in from Robert, also our man in the field. And I'd like to thank Robert Sandoval, doing an awesome job out there, getting some great interviews, working for Bike Sport Radio here, and also one of our other former reporters still hanging around out there. Generator, the Jennifer Reether, doing some fine work for Bike Sport Radio as well. We got some race results here. Let's go ahead and do some quick race results right now. All right, Northern Cal, El Dorado Hills Cyclocross, October 10th. Jared Kessler picking up the win for Folsom Bikes Giant in the men's Pro and Elite, followed by Chris McGovern and Keith Hillier. Men's single speed, Folsom Bike Giant Ron Shevok picking up the win there. And in the women's category, wins through fours elites, Avery Morin making the podium for third place from Bear Development Team. Second place going to Fun Sports Bike Cycling Team, Monica Harris. And your winner from Real Wheels Cyclation, Holly McGovern. Women's Masters 45 plus, Lauren Linden picking up the win there for Delta Velo. And the women's 35 plus, Karen Munoz from Rio Strada Racing. Women's Category C's, Kinetic Cycles, Mandy Sievers taking the win there. Juniors 10 through 14, Davis Bike Club Team Junior Sam Hill from Woodland, California picking up the win. Men's Category B's, 45 and over, Victory Velo Racing's Eric Week. And in the men's B's, 35 and over, Team Bicycles plus Sierra Nevada's Adam Andelin taking the win there. And in the men's B's, River City Velos, Clint Williams from Rio Linda, California. Masters 55 and over. The 99 percenters, George Smith, taking the win there. And in the men's category A's, 45 plus Kinetics Cycles, Dan Sovereign. Complete results at usacycling.org. All right, and we've got results from the Glendale Grind Cross Country. Taking the win in the elementary school category was, see if I can read it here, that's Kyle Cromie. And in the high school category, VJ Jones picking up the win there. Junior high category, Jake Cromie.
And in the sport men's 18 to 29, Chris Edmonds followed by Brian Rocha and Tim Wu, picking up third place there. Single speeders, open category, Andre Campos taking third, Brian Wilmot in second, and writing for Dirt Ride Magazine, Lance Nichols. Sport women's 35 and over, Jody Ruby picking up the win there. Sport women's 34 and under, Jenny Landis taking the win in that category at the Glendale XC Grind. Sport men's 60 plus, the Cyclery Bike Shop's Jerry Wildermuth. Sport men's 50 to 59, riding for InCycle taking the win, that's Darren Cartwright. And yours truly making a podium spot there, picking up third. Yeah, well, almost 10 minutes behind the winner, but oh well. Sport men's 40 to 49. Crankbender's Bill Like in third. Second place going to John Vanderveld, and your winner, Mike Arnold. Sport men's 30 to 39. Crank Brothers Bill Baker taking that win. And in the pro men, Al Pacheco picking up the win there. Expert women's open, Shannon Vandeveld taking the win. Expert men's 50 plus, Marka Martz making the podium for third place from JPL Caltech. Second place, and your winner, a sweet Platinum Show Air team, David Gulbertson in second, and your winner, Francisco Vidal. Expert men's 35 to 49, DJ Clayson taking that win. And in the beginner men's 30 to 39, Mike McClooney riding for SC Velo, followed by Dan Evans and James Lee in second and third there at the Glendale XC Grind.
All right, local race results. Southern California's Glendale Grind and also Northern Cal Cyclocross season going on now. And we got some upcoming events and some more news. Also, congratulations on the elections up in Northern Cal, Northern California Nevada Cycling Association's elections for board of directors. Keith DeFeber picking up the most votes. Rob Leibold, Steve Rosenfeld, Tim Burgess, Kristen Hill, Carlos Sotos, Mike Hardaway. How many of those get on the board? I don't know. A bunch of those guys get on the board. Northern California Nevada Cycling Association. Upcoming events. What have we got upcoming? We've got coming up October 26th, Cross Country and Super D, the Ridgecrest Desert Classic. We had Chuck Jenkins calling in last time on our show, brought to you by TJ Frisbee Bicycles. And start times are 9:30 for all cross-country categories and 3 p.m. for Super D. That's in Ridgecrest, Southern California. There is a Facebook group for that. I don't have a website. Sorry. In Northern California, the Santa Rosa Cyclocross Cup. And that cup is a vaunted prize, so they say, like kind of like the Steinbeck Pearl. Gollum's ring or Trump's GOP endorsement. And they're saying it will cause men and women to go to shocking ends to attain it at the Santa Rosa CX Cup Cyclocross in Santa Rosa. That's coming up on October 19th. Racing for all categories, including junior men and women. And cash payouts to every category that has 10 or more registered riders. Check out bikemonkey.net, bikemonkey.net for details on the Santa Rosa Cyclocross Cup. And coming up on October 25th, 6th, and 7th in Central California, the 8th annual 24 and 6 hours of Halloween Mountain Bike Weekend. This is a mountain bike cross-country endurance event. 6 hours solo is new this year. You can enter the 6 hours solo or put your team together or enter solo 24 hours. There's also 24-hour teams. Party with the 80s band, the Molly Ringwald Project. Cash prizes for open men and women. And also geared in single-speed 24- and 6-hour classes. That's 33% of the total entry fees paid. So get your teammates and friends to sign up if you want as big a purse as possible. The 24 Hours of Halloween is on Twitter also with hashtag 24HRS of H-A-L-L-O-W. Hollow. Costumes encourage pumpkin carving, and there's also trick-or-treating. Good for the kids, too. Pancake breakfast. Awesome tacos out there by the taco truck, so be sure and bring your camp decorations. Also, decorate your camp in the Halloween theme, encouraging safe celebration of Halloween. 805-896-0673, and this event is brought to you by their proud sponsors. Check out RideSB.com for all details on the 24 and 6 hours of Halloween. And what else? Oh, we got a chance to interview a racer yesterday at the Glendora Grind. It's Glenn Morimoto. Let's go to Glenn now. Let's see what he had to say after his race.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the finish now at the Glendale Grind XC. I'm here with Glenn.
Glenn Morimoto.
Glenn Morimoto, congratulations on your finish. Riding for Bike Palace, team and everything. How's your race go?
Well, it went pretty good. Had a good race. I think I had a little sprint finish there for third, I think. We'll see. We're neck and neck right at the end.
Two of you guys throwing it at the line, huh?
Throwing it at the line.
Woo! Did you get him?
I'm not sure. I think they gave it to somebody. The other guy said I had half a wheel. I thought he had half a wheel, so we'll see.
Wow, that was really close. And you guys did two, three laps? How many laps?
We did three.
All right, cool. Tell us about your bike. Is that a Bike Palace bike by any chance?
You know, I did get this through Bike Palace. It's a specialized camber. This is the aluminum model.
Uh-huh.
Working well for me.
29er. Yep. Cool. Cool. Anybody you want to thank or anything else you want to add?
Well, I'd like to thank Bike Palace. Also, Team Peninsula Cycle Club. You know, they've helped us out here a little bit, getting a few sponsorships. Team Spy Optic helps us out with the sunglasses and stuff.
All right. Cool. Penn CC, Spy Optic, and Bike Palace. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
All right, that was Glenn Morimoto out at the Glendora Grind Cross Country. We got Robert now.
Oh, Robert on the line calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. How's everything going over there? I hear you did some sandbagging yesterday.
I got lucky. No. That was I didn't win. I got third place.
Hey,
God, the guy that beat me.
Podium.
Yeah, well, that's true. And they got some really cool trophies out there at Glendora. So, hey, I'm glad you ticked me off on that event. But what's this crap about? If you don't like climbing, don't worry. There's not that much. I had to do four laps, and I know the climbing isn't that much per lap, but you got to do it four times. So it still hurt.
I was being sarcastic. I knew you were going to have fun with that.
Oh yeah. Well, it wasn't at altitude, at least. You know, without the altitude,
yeah,
it's a lot better. So I remember this. Skinny girl, she won the expert women's, I think. She passed me on one of the climbs and said, "Oh, don't worry, you'll get me on the downhill." I didn't get her on the downhill. She was so far ahead of me.
you got to work on those hills, Brad.
I know, yeah. So what do we got? What's new?
I guess you're doing the rest of my Interbike interviews today.
We do. We got a whole bunch of Interbike stuff to end up the show and some more sounds from Glendora also.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, sorry for those interviews. They're all kind of out of order, and you can tell when I first started the interviews and then when I was on the last legs of my day.
Yeah, your voice goes from a real upbeat, and we're here at the ESI booth, to a, and it's day two at Interbike.
Oh, my God. When I first walked into that place, I just sat there and had to, like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, where do we start? And I just picked the wall and started walking against that wall and then started going through the aisles. But let me tell you, I haven't been there in many years, and it is just so big and so compacted together. I mean, everyone's on top of each other, And if you're not really, like, if you're not really looking out for your person, you'll walk right by them. Because I had interviews set up times, and I was walking right by the booth thinking, they should be around here somewhere, you know. And yeah. It was an interesting thing. It took me a couple of hours to figure out the pattern, and then I was like, okay, now I'm on it. But I swear, just, you know, now I know for next year to set up all my appointments in a row, you know, so that I can just,
there's a pattern.
I don't have to dart across that hallway, which, by the way, was huge. I mean, it was just from one end to another, and it was just jam-packed with anything with wheels. And just so much new stuff coming out. It's just unbelievable that the technology is up there. And, you know, one of the big things, like I said, a lot of the Enduro helmet, a lot of neon. I mean, neon's big this year. Neon camouflage is really big this year. Everybody had something.
That's an oxymoron. Neon camouflage?
Neon camouflage, exactly. That it is a total oxymoron. And that was kind of the kind of interesting little pattern, but they really went into high visibility big time. I mean, just everything. They're not hiding you anymore. It's all about see me, look at me, be
right.
Me. You know? And that was really, really kind of cool to see more of that. And I mean, good gosh, I needed about 4 days. I had two, but I could have used four to really get into all the little nitty gritty little booths. I mean, I will tell you one thing too, and I know anybody who knows me is going to give me grief on this. I rode one of those e-bikes, and I'm going to tell you, that is my new get-around vehicle as soon as I get the budget. I am buying. They were so much fun.
I hope you ride it. I hope you ride it enough to gain some weight, and then I can beat you up the hills.
You'll never know. That'll never happen. I'll never catch.
Yeah, probably won't.
No,
I'm too old.
They were just... The technology with these e-bikes is phenomenal. Now I know why they cost so much, because there's so much that goes into them. And I think it's a real feasible market, I think, in the city here of L.A. because, you know, there's, like me, I have a 20-mile ride to work.
Ooh.
You know, and it's got some nasty hills in between, which on a training day is no big deal. But if I needed to be at work by 7:30 every morning,
right.
It would kill me. So I'm looking at an e-bike for
right.
sure.
Right, get up super early and be all sweaty, need a shower and a massage before you can start work. That's not going to work out very well, huh?
No, it's not really. I want to get there all, you know, especially. But, you know, it was really interesting. Really cool show. And the public day, though, was kind of I think it was a disappointment. And I that's my perspective on it. But, you know, I think everybody expected that day to just be crowded. I mean, just people everywhere asking silly this and silly that. And a lot of the vendors, they changed their whole kind of methods for Friday, which was that public day, first time the public was invited to see a show. And they were waiting for the big rush. But I'll be honest with you, I think Thursday, which was the last day of the industry people, had more people. Friday when I was there, I didn't see the rush happen, and you know, a lot of people were standing around twiddling thumbs. I mean, there really was not a lot going on. I think there was less, and part of that is a lot of the regulars were like, we're out of here. We're not hanging around for the public.
Right.
So it was kind of like interesting to see that, you know. And I think the other thing, too, is that being in Vegas was really, I think that kind of nailed the deal for some people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm really going to go to Vegas for this. And so it was hard to say. But anyway,
yeah.
The interview should be cool. Really new product.
You know, the e-bike thing, I've just been thinking about that. Sorry to interrupt, but, and boy, it hurt, too, when I was thinking. You could take your truck and your calculate your gas mileage and figure out the cost to drive to work. I'll bet you could justify that e-bike in 6 months, if you use it enough.
I could totally easily justify it. Now, the technologies I'm still worried about, though, is the battery life in the long run.
Right.
That's where your cost is. Battery cost is still kind of high. But, you know, I think for, you know, let's say if I was just going to cruise the valley for a weekend and I wanted to run errands that were a little more out of my 2 and 2. Or I have a 2 and 40 rule. Two miles and under 40 pounds, I ride.
Right.
So sometimes I'll push it to 3 or 4, depending on how much time I have. But like my little regular errands around town here, the e-bike's perfect. And I think, you know, even as a regular rider, I had a blast riding these bikes.
Cool.
We were on the crit course. We were on the crit course.
Cool.
And it was really cool.
Very cool.
To have that thing flipping around corners at speed. I mean, and they were pretty stable, so it was interesting.
Well, I was bummed I didn't make the show this year. Next year, maybe next year, I think I'll plan to go, and we can divide and conquer.
Yeah, no, definitely. It takes two people to cover that show, and I got in there and played with some things, and there's a picture I'll post later of me roaming around on a big wheel, which was really fun. An adult-sized big wheel. Yes, I know. I couldn't resist. I saw that, and I'm going, I got to get on that.
Well, that's what it's all about. Bike riding's all about having fun, you know?
Oh, yeah. And one more thing that I have never really thought about in my entire life. Socks.
Socks.
We grab socks, we throw them on, we take off, and it's no big thing, right?
Right.
Okay, as long as I don't have a hole in it, we're good. The technology in socks, I kid you not. Start looking into your socks, everybody. There are so many little things out there to help you get a little more of an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from having your feet, you know, supportive so they don't cramp on you, to keeping them nice and toasty warm and still fitting in your cycling socks. And a couple of those guys there, and I'm not going to tell you which manufacturer it was, but they were on like their third day wearing the same pair of socks. They gave me grief when I came back.
You.
Like, where's our socks? They're like, where's our socks? And I'm going, they're dirty. And he's like, nah, we're on day 3. I'm all like, yeah, you guys just go ahead and have fun with that.
Right. Well, the foot is the most important interface between you and that bike, because that's where all your power is transmitted. So certainly I can see how, you know, after advancing the technology of shoes and clips and cleats, I guess the sock is the next thing, huh?
Yeah, no, the sock technology is out there. I mean, from all kinds of exotic materials to just the basic stuff, but made a different way. I mean, it was interesting to see that. That's the last thing I expected to see there was sock technology.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm familiar with some of it in the running world, you know, and it's like, okay,
right.
Yeah. But now the cycling world's starting to take some of that technology over. And, yeah, you know, like I said, you got the shoe pedal interfaces that are amazing. And, I mean, my brain was cooked. When I left and had to drive back, I was fried.
That's why they call it work.
Oh, my
cool.
Gosh. I was tired. But, anyways, enjoy the interviews. And
all right. We'll look forward to a product review on our next show maybe then.
Yeah, I just got a hold of this thing. I was laughing at it when I first saw it, but I'm going to give you a heads up because it's not in the interviews because I missed that appointment.
Hmm.
But it's called Rear Viz.
Rear Viz.
Yep, take a look at it online. Search for it, folks. This
right.
thing is awesome little toy that I used it the other day, and I was just like, holy cow, man. No more kinked neck, no more nothing. It's awesome.
Okay.
So that'll be coming up real soon.
All right. Looking forward to it. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yep, no problem. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Take care.
So long.
All right. Robert, our man in the field on Bike Sport Radio. We're going to have a product review coming up on our next show. So, and bike racing is all about bike racers. Bike racing, what you need to race bikes. And we've got those interviews now for you at Interbike, I mean. Starting with, let's see, what are we going to start with? How about ESI Grips right now? Enjoy.
Hey, this is Robert over at Sea Otter. And yes, the Sea Otter Classic. And I stumbled across ESI's booth with a new product. And I've got Gary, the crazy mind behind all this stuff, with me. And he's going to share what he just came up with. Go ahead and share with the crowd.
Hey everybody, we've got our ESI mountain bike grip material, and now we have put it into the tape form for all the road bikes. And so it is a wrapped material, but the shock absorption to it is phenomenal. We have a prototype here, and it looks like it's going to do great. Nice thing about it, it doesn't need any tape on the back side. It is actually a flexible material, so you can actually stretch it when installing. so it installs very, very tight. And nice thing about not having tape on the backside is you wear the material down like you do any road tape. This you can uninstall, reverse it, and use it again on the fresh side. So, but the material feels just phenomenal. It picks up the vibration like nothing else I've used. Even our unwrapped grip material we had, that's far superior to that.
I look forward to getting my hands on this. Get more prototypes out for us, Gary. I want to see this on my cross bike.
All right, thanks so much for coming by and taking a look.
Ah, no problem. Okay, I'm at Interbike. I'm here with Mark, the founder of Swift Wick Socks. He says they're the best socks on the market. I haven't got them on my feet yet, so I can't agree with him. But what's even better about his booth, and I got here at the right time, somebody's getting a tattoo, and not just a little press-on tattoo, but I'll let Mark fill in. There's got to be a story behind this.
Hey, Robert. Glad to be on your show. Thank you for coming in and visiting our little place of fun and mischievousness here in the middle of Interbike. I'm Mark Cleveland, the founder of Swiftwick, and today we are helping our customers who enjoy the brand, are the part and the heart of Wick Nation, get a tattoo. Last year, I actually did it, and my marriage survived, so I was fortunate. That was my first tattoo ever. And we've got some customers who literally didn't get in line early enough last year who signed up and reserved for their Swiftwick tattoo here at Interbike 2013. We're just really happy to be a part of it.
That's just awesome. I never thought I'd come to Interbike and get a tattoo, but hey, you know, there's a first for everything.
This is your chance.
Well, what about these socks? What's special?
Well, Swiftwick socks are made in America, and we're really proud of sourcing all of our materials here in the United States and the most advanced materials that we can find and deploy in a performance athletic sock. We have a number of different lines, and our products are sold in America's specialty running stores, America's specialty cycling stores, and a lot of people have really discovered Swiftwick over the last 6 years. And we're proud of what we do. I mean, our motto is do what moves you. So today we're doing tattoos, and tomorrow we'll be doing something else. We have we got some great athletes that might not be on the top of everyone's tongue. You know, how about Tony Kanaan? He won the Indy 500 wearing Swiftwicks.
I never heard of him.
Yeah. How about Adam Scott? He won the Masters this year wearing Swiftwicks. So the cycling industry has pretty much discovered and demanded the most out of a sock, out of a performance sock. And because we were able to meet that demand, Swiftwick's now the number one selling sock in the cycling industry. And all these cyclists, like Camilo Viegas is an avid cyclist. That's what he does for fitness. And then he plays golf, you know, for money. And so we've just been brought into these other sports, everything from the IndyCar circuit to running. And, you know, I guess we're at Interbike celebrating our heritage.
There you go. Yeah, and I'm a sock destroyer, so I'm actually looking forward to getting a couple pairs to destroy and see if they're really truly the best sock out there. They actually look really nice. I was feeling them. I was groping socks. They're USA made, folks. That is what we push on our radio show. Compression, blister free, and moisture wicking. What else can you ask for in a sock? Looking forward to getting a test on these for you guys to enjoy soon.
And Robert, I think you're going to look great with a Swiftwick tattoo.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, here I am with Andrew at CycleLite, and he's going to talk to us about a really cool little light that all you race weenies are not going to be too worried about having on your bike. So I've actually holding it in my hand right now, but I'll let Andrew fill you in.
This is actually what we call our streak lighting system. This is the smallest headlight that CycleLite offers for 2014. Basically, it's only 90 grams on the bike. It is USB rechargeable, pushes about 280 lumens to the street, and it lasts about an hour and a half to about 10 hours, depending on what setting you're in. Now, the light does offer five settings, high, medium, low, and it has day and night specific settings that are called our day lightning and steady pulse modes. With all this combined into one, this is, as I mentioned, this is the smallest unit, pushing about 280 lumens. It only retails at about $49.
And that's the best part right there, y'all, you cheap racers out there who don't want to buy anything. $50. The light is awesome. I really like the side illumination. And CycleLite's done it again, guys. Look up all their products. They have some amazing stuff. I'm looking at all the toys right here going, I want one of those. I want one of those. I need one of those. Anyways, look them up online at CycleLite.com, right?
Right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Robert. I'm at 2013 Interbike. I actually made it this year. Car broke down last year. This year I actually made it here. So I'm standing here with my first interview of the show, Jason Berv. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. And he's with Hero Enterprises, and he came up with a really cool little package. He's going to give us a little brief overview of what it is. Go ahead, Jason.
Great, thanks. So we have a product called the Hero Kit Extreme for mountain biking, and it's an all-in-one portable bike repair solution that helps you solve all your repair needs while you're out on a ride. It's a combination of high-quality tools, materials, and a detailed instruction manual, in addition to a super light tube and a super light pump, both from Specialized, in a top tube bag that fits snugly and compactly on your bike, and comes in at a super savings in terms of money and time when you need it most.
Approximately, what are these going for?
Retail is $118.99 for the full kit. We also have a full product line. If you have some of the tools already, we have the base Hero kit for mountain biking, which runs for $44.99.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking at this kit right here, and it's definitely got everything you would need to get yourself home, and if anything broke, really. I mean, I even see some cables in there. So definitely take a look at that. And where do we find information on this?
You can visit us at www.herokit.com.
Great. Thanks, Jason, for the introduction of this product here. It's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm here at Interbike 2013 with Robert from Two Fish Unlimited. He's going to talk about a couple of his really unique bottle or cages that he creates, and I'll let him give you a little bit of info on that.
Hi. We basically make stainless steel, vinyl-dipped water bottle cages that strap on with Velcro straps and a soft thermoplastic elastomer block. The block has a lot of friction in it, so when you strap it to the frame, the cage doesn't move at all. Our cages are important because they fit on every bike, whether you're riding a city bike, mountain bike, cross bike. Cross riders love our cages because they can put a cage on and train with water, and when they get to the race, just pull the strap and lose the bottle, and then they're off in a clean bike. We're currently we just moved production of all cages from China to the U.S. So now everything we make is made in the States. All of our cages are made two blocks from the original Swin factory in Chicago. It's great.
That's really awesome. We got another American-made product here at Interbike. Tell us, where can we get all these wonderful items?
You could go to any of your local bike shop and ask the dealer. If they don't have it in stock, for the dealer to come and get it, they can call me at Two Fish Unlimited, or then go through any of our distributors and get exactly what they need. So,
awesome. Well, thanks for the interview, Rob, and looking forward to testing out your product.
Right on.
Okay, here I am at Interbike 2013. I'm here at the Pure Fix booth, and I'm talking with Zach, who's got some interesting, actually some really exciting news, I should say, about the new line they're launching. Zach, go for it.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me. I am here, and we are here, launching our Pure City Cycles line at Interbike 2013. We're really pumped about it. We have two different models. One's a male classic version, and one is a Dutchie style frame. The Dutchie style frame I'll talk about first. It comes in four colorways and two sizes: a small, which is going to be a 43 centimeter frame with 26 inch wheels, and a medium, which is a 45 centimeter frame on 700s. Both come in all four colors. It's a seafoam green, all white, a black, and a cream colored frame. They will come in a one speed, a three speed internal, and an eight speed external hubs. And we'll retail for between $399 and $499, depending on how many speeds you choose. Then our male classic model comes in this cool matte black finish with alloy components. It also comes in a three-speed internal and an eight-speed external hub option. That's going to retail at about $499, and comes in three sizes, a 50, a 54, and a 58. And come check us out at purefixcycles.com or purecitycycles.com, and we're excited to show you all the new stuff.
And when shall we see these in the store or be able to get our hands on them?
These will be in store hopefully in the next about 6 weeks, so hopefully about mid to late October.
Awesome. And I'll just tell you, I just rode one of the Pure City bikes right now. Great balance, great stability. I was riding it down the aisle here, and I could actually do a
full U-turn in the middle of these aisles, so that's pretty good. So anyways, that's from Pure City. Look it up.
Connor, right?
Yep.
All right, here I am with Connor here at Chrome.
Yes.
And here's something different from Chrome. Go away,
Connor.
Yeah,
so we're doing a new line. It launches in the spring. It's a direct vulcanization process as opposed to a traditional way of making shoes with glue and everything. This is fused together with heat and pressure. The machines are from the 1940s. They're refurbished machines that we salvaged in Slovakia. And
he's not kidding when he says that he's actually here forging the soles as we speak. And there's a machine here at Interbike, and he's actually putting shoes together right now. So it's really cool. I just told him how you were putting shoes together as I walked by.
Yeah, so the new line launches in the spring. It's no adhesives are used to make the shoe. It's probably the most sustainable way to make footwear.
You have any idea on the prices yet?
Price will be about $80.
Right on. And just to let you know, there's every different kind of style, fabric, and pattern. So take a look at it. Where we're going to find info at?
ChromeSF.com.
ChromeSF.com. Thanks a lot, man. Here, and I'm here with Stephanie from, how do you say it, SOAS Racing?
It's SOAS, named after the muscle in your core.
Ah, okay.
We just dropped the P.
Okay, so she's got a great line here of women-specific gear, so let her talk about it and tell you where we can get it.
You know, we're SOAS, and we started about 4 years ago. I was getting into longer distance triathlon and didn't want to wear black bike shorts and a pink top with a hibiscus flower on it. And so it kind of all stemmed from there. We wanted to create outfits that, or kits that were more around an outfit. But it wasn't just, you know, being fashionable. We wanted to have functionality to it and, you know, the fit too. Spandex is kind of a funny fabric to work in, and, you know, we wanted to flatter a woman's body instead of accentuate areas that we don't want to accentuate. And, you know, started from there. We've let leg holes out, used yoga-style waistbands, contrasting panels to slim the figure. You know, kind of started from there, and here we are now.
Yeah, I'm looking around at the stuff, and I know my wife would definitely wear this stuff. I mean, she's been going, God, we need such girly clothes, and this is, I think, the answer, so... how do we get information on this?
We're at soasracing.com. We're also in about 100 or so retailers domestically, so you can either find us online or in one of those retailers.
Awesome. So look it up online, you guys. Take a look at the product. It's really, really nice. I think like I was trying to try on a pair right now, but I just not going to happen today. Okay, my continuation of Interbike 2013. This is day two for me. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I want to go home, but I got a couple interviews this morning. I've stopped by the Cool Stop booth this morning and found Tim, and he's they're known for their brakes, but they've also got something else that I stumbled upon for all you guys who can't you have a hard time juggling training and racing and kids and everything else. This is, I think, your cure. So I'll let him explain what it is.
How do you do, Robert? We import the Bovike seat from the Netherlands. It's a high-quality, very strong child seat. They've been making it for a number of years. Anyways, this model is the Bovike Junior. It attaches very quickly to the seat, or to the bicycle, excuse me. And it's a great way to get kids on bicycles for transport. The Junior is very popular for city bike transports, and the kids absolutely love it.
And one other really cool feature with it, and there'll be a picture on the Facebook page, it folds down, and you can use it as a rack. So you don't only, it's not always a seat, which is a problem a lot of times we have, is we have a seat back there, and then we have this unusable space, and it's usually cumbersome. Well, this one folds up, makes nice and flat, and it's multi-use. It's awesome. And I'm looking at a couple of the other seats around here. I think you definitely want to check it out. Where are they going to see these pictures at?
We've got it on bobikeusa.com, and then the main Netherlands website is just bobike.com.
All right, so take a look at that. It's a really nice-looking seat. You know, probably won't go on your Thai bike, but if you've got a nice little, I don't know, it's a pretty nice bike it's on right now. Take a look at it. See if it fits in your lifestyle. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, thank you for stopping by.
All right, we're here at the Triple Crown Glendale XC Grind. Getting ready to stage up. Rolling around on the bike. There goes the barbecue, getting warmed up, and brought to you by Hammer Nutrition, I believe. Riders staging up in a few minutes now. Okay, dummy here, trying to figure out where the staging is. It's not where the PA system and all the noise and hoopla is going on. It's down the road. There it is. Heading down there now.
This is not NASCAR.
Congrats on your victory. It's still DNF, right?
Bro,
exactly. Really? Oh. That's good though, then you have a chance at the
lighter, huh?
That's a bummer they changed it right at the start. They said the pros are doing 5, the rest of us are doing 4. According to the website, it's 5. Unless they change it right now.
Fairly close. First one, I got him by about the same time he got me in the last one.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me over there? Kind of?
Yeah, I got it.
Can you hear me now? Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? Good. All right. Let me see that now. Okay, you guys, I'm going to let you guys your laps. The laps that you guys are going to do. Following people are going to do 5 laps. Pro men, pro women, expert men 34 and under, expert men 35 plus. You guys are doing 5 laps. Following people are doing 4 laps. Expert men 50 plus, expert women single speed, sport men from age 18 to 59, sport women and high school. Following people are doing 3 laps. Can you guys hear me?
You gotta back up.
Signal. Ian, what's up, Ian? Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Okay, where's wave 2? If you're wave 1, raise your hand. Okay. Well, can we break this right here down the middle? Okay, you guys. If you guys haven't raced here before, you guys know when you guys come back into the park, you're going to make a hard left hairpin turn. These delineators on the right side are going to split this course in half. It's going to be double track when you come back in, so don't be surprised when you see a bunch of yellow when you come back into the park. You guys are going to lap on your right side, and then you're going to finish on the left, okay? You're going to go out to the sidewalk, hang a right, 20 yards later, hang another right. Go up the fire road, everything else should be boring. There's some water at the top of the second hill. There's a feed zone for you guys. Okay? Anybody have any questions? Everybody's good? We're doing 1 minute waves, guys. Okay, wave 1, pull up to start finish line, please.
All right, pros and experts.
You guys are going here about 40 seconds. Wave 2, stay back. Wave 2, stay back. 30 seconds, guys. Yeah. Yeah. 15 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one, go! Wave 2, move up only. Guys, make sure there's a gap between wave 2 and 3. Okay, this wave, you guys are going 4 laps.
All right, wave 1 underway at the Glendale Grind.
Any questions?
This is your first place pro of the day, Alfred Pacheco.
Great food. He's got some carne asada and some chicken and some tacos and all kinds of good protein for you. Good weather today, huh? Omar, our faithful leader, picking up trinkets. They're tallying up the preliminary results. They'll be posting those in a few minutes, and then we'll allow like a 15-minute protest period in case you have any issues with the results. If any of you need some post-race fluids, we've got some Hammer Nutrition products over here next to the Hammer tent. You can feel free to refuel. If If anybody did not finish the race, please report to the scorer over at the start-finish line. Let them know that you have pulled out and were unable to finish the race for whatever reason so they can account for you. Oh, I need to sit down.
Waiting for results to be posted.
The essence, the basics, the vow that you make it. Allow me to make this child like a nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't. That's a fallacy. I'm in them. Every problem should be every dollar to be every dollar to see. Corruption in the sky from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm stepping to your life.
Okay, we have posted or are in the process of posting preliminary results. As soon as Kenny works his way through the crowd and gets those results posted, give him a little bit of space there, buddy. The piranha effect on the results there.
The piranha effect.
Feasting frenzy. And we'll allow about a 15-minute protest period. If you have any issues or questions, you will talk to Kenny. He'll be over at the computer next to that Tupperware bin with the red lid to the north of the results. And I'm guessing that's north because my direction is not very good. Don't cramp up.
Woo! Yeah, really.
Expert men 50 plus in third place for JPL Caltech, Markham Martz. Second place for Platinum Showair, Dave Culbertson. Culbertson. And in first place for Platinum with 108.13 winning time, Francisco Vidal.
All right, and we're here at the finish line here. Glendale XC rider finishing up. Coming down the home stretch.
There he is, Steve Herrera, 293, the Cycling Bike Shop. Way to go, Steve. Nice job, buddy. Way to get her done. Steve Herrera. You guys need to go see him if you're looking for bike equipment. He can help you.
Have we got a winner? Whoa. Shake that bucket up, would you? Shake that bucket up. Okay, our next prize is a Single and Love It shirt, set of bomber glasses, and a Kenda hat. Actually, we'll go full single speed package with a single speed hat. And the winning number is 3195. 3195. 3195. There we go.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, that's right. Thanks again for listening. That's our 108th show. That's right, 108th show. And cycling's not a crime, by the way, motorists. Don't treat us like criminals out there. Drive your bike safely just like you would a car. And coming up next, Tucker Booth needs a job on Kill Radio, and he's in the studio now. So thanks for listening again. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.